sooner.
Give it to him.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwave. Happy Tuesday morning to you as we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee, intern Cam's got the Periscope fired up if you want to watch along. How are we today? Thumbs up from Ben Lee. Cody Mack?
Doing pretty well. It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
Yeah, man.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Everything's all right?
Okay. Yeah, just okay. I'm all right. Just living. L-I-V-I-N-G. Living.
I believe Matthew McConaughey once said that without the G.
Is it weird that the only thing we know Matthew McConaughey for the last year is like this movie that flopped with Anne Hathaway, one of my queens?
What movie?
The one that just came out. He had a movie that just came out like a month ago.
And it flopped?
Oh, yeah, big time flop. As, the evidence of you saying what movie kind of proves flop. There wasn't a time a couple years ago when Matthew McConaughey could have dropped a movie and everyone not known about it. I mean, he was hot. He was an A-lister for, a good four-year stretch.
Maybe Matthew McConaughey's overrated.
I don't think that's it. I think that he's in a really weird place where the only times we see him are in commercials for this movie that flopped and him doing that weird thing on Texas's bench. Have you seen him on Texas's bench?
I have. Trying to get him motivated.
What's his official title there? Like the minister?
Minister of Culture.
Minister of Culture?
Head coach, I think.
If you're Shaka Smart, do you like that?
No, you got a celebrity coming in trying to do your job.
Nah, he's not trying to do your job. He's not trying to coach
the one
the
trying
team.
To get him motivated.
He just walks up and tries to get people hype every once in a while with a little.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd like it. I think it would be too much spotlight with it being Matthew McConaughey, If it was a team manager, it would be one thing. But if it's Matthew McConaughey, it's too much spotlight.
What's the benefit there? Like, are recruits signing up to go and like, hey, Matthew McConaughey sits on our bench sometime. Is that something that is appealing to people? I just, it's so weird to me whenever someone mentions Matthew McConaughey. Right now, my mind just goes to him sitting on Texas's bench somehow for some weird reason.
Matthew McConaughey hasn't really done anything in the last 5 years.
It's been a weird time for him.
Serenity, that was the movie you were thinking of.
Yeah. And it has everything I need on paper. McConaughey, love him. Anne Hathaway, love her. Deception, love Deception. Scandal, love Scandal.
Since Interstellar in 2014.
It's been a bad run for McConaughey.
Not seeing much. I mean, he had a good run there from Lincoln Lawyer to Dallas Buyers Club, obviously. Magic Mike, if you're into that kind of thing.
True Detective.
Yeah, his short role in The Wolf of Wall Street.
He kind of jump-started the whole idea of these A-list celebrities doing TV runs.
Mud,
great.
But all that happened between 2011 and 2014.
That was it? That was just a three-year run?
Yeah, all those that were just mentioned.
Where he went from joke to superstar, kind of, sort of, back to joke again.
Bernie, you remember Bernie?
No.
I don't either.
I mean, Texas is a 9 seed right now in the tournament, which, by the way, I keep saying it, just wait. You're going to get Tennessee versus Texas in the second round. I've been calling that shot all year. It's going to happen. Go ahead and mark it down. Tennessee, Texas, second round. They're going to find a way. At least that'll be where it's set up. I don't know if Texas is going to win, but how about this for Joey Brackett/Bracketology? Tennessee, 1 seed in the Midwest. the 8 and 9 matchup. Are you interested in it?
Always am.
Texas versus Syracuse.
Great.
Damn it.
Great.
The two schools I really don't want a part of. Syracuse, just because they're weird, the zone, a bad shooting night, and you're in trouble. And Texas, just because I don't want to, risk with the
narrative.
The narrative. If Tennessee were to lose that game, the punishment to Rick Barnes would just be too much. I don't think Texas is good, but I'd rather avoid that matchup for Coach Barnes' sake. But that's the latest projection. Texas is 15-11 and a 9 seed.
Yeah, Texas doesn't scare me.
15-11.
Texas does not scare me.
I just don't want the narrative.
Yeah.
Although I think that's going to be what – I think they're going to try to match them up.
I'd be cool with getting some of Texas.
Okay.
Show them what they lost.
Maybe.
I damn sure don't want Syracuse, though. Syracuse terrifies me. Same. And by terrifies, I mean terrifies.
Same.
I'd rather play most 3 or 4 seeds than Syracuse.
I don't know. It might be cool to see McConaughey on the bench during the tournament game. During a Tennessee game, that might be cool.
Till we lose it. Then we're all going to hate McConaughey for the rest of our lives.
I didn't think about that.
All right. Imagine how much we're going to hate that.
As someone, do you have good impressions? Are you an impression guy? I can't remember right now. Are you usually pretty good or no? That one was awful.
I wasn't really trying. You want me to do a good one?
I mean.
All right. No, still no good?
I don't feel like that one's good. Couldn't remember if you were an impression guy or not.
I think I could do Matthew McConaughey with it. It wouldn't.
I mean, you're struggling right now.
I mean, it's on the spot. It wouldn't take much practice.
You got to get in character. I respect that.
Hang on. Let me see his True Detective quotes.
Well, now you're mixing up characters. You're trying to do the Dazed and Confused, all right, and now you're going Russ Cole?
Are they different?
They're different. They're way different.
He's the same guy in every.
You think those are the same
characters? Well, I mean, I know he's not the same guy. It's a Texas guy, though, in Dallas Buyers Club and True Detective, basically. I know it's Louisiana, but it's basically the same guy there.
Puts on for a state?
No, I mean, Dazed and Confused is obviously a different character, but.
You thought the Dallas Buyers Club guy and Russ Cole were the same people?
I mean, pretty close. As far as the way he talks, I mean, he doesn't really have to change much, does he? Does he ever change his voice?
I think
he's kind of the same character in every.
I feel like Rust was a little different in True Detective.
It's all one ghetto, man.
I've
got a cold.
That one sounded a little bit like Pacino trying to do McConaughey.
Well, I've got a cold right now, so that's another. I'm going to use that as an excuse. To realize that all your life...
You're getting too Pacino.
Yeah, it's too Pacino, isn't it?
Too Pacino.
To realize that all your life, you know...
I'll let you watch
all
some YouTube...
your love...
I'll let you watch some YouTube videos in the break.
I'll get it.
Get in character.
I'll practice it tonight.
I didn't expect to start with McConaughey.
I don't even know where we're at. Why did we start with McConaughey?
Because I just said I was living.
Oh. When I asked how you were doing.
Yeah, although like the place I was going to start wasn't much better... Because all I can think about is this video. Are you familiar with what Clemson's football team, some of those guys are doing with their intramural basketball?
They're playing? Intramural basketball?
That's what they're doing. Like, there's the A team that's got, like, T. Higgins. And then there's this Ross guy that was the Alabama dunk champion. Like, they got the studs on one team and, you know, Trevor Lawrence and I don't know if it's the entire B team or if it's all just a bunch of the white guys got stuck on the B team. I don't know, but Clemson's football team is playing intramural basketball. They're playing like in the intramural league, basically that just the regular students play in.
Well, that's unfair.
And a video just came out last night of a kid trying to set a hard screen on Trevor Lawrence and Trevor Lawrence shoving him to the floor. And he's just the quarterback, but I'm thinking, like, what happens if you get your ass beat by your national champion quarterback? Like, do your friends have your back at that point?
No.
Do you just have to hate Trevor Lawrence and the football team? Do you have to transfer?
Yeah, that's it. You have to. You got to go.
Because that's all I could think about was this kid. I mean, it's Trevor Lawrence is picking up full court, which I don't know if it's 94 feet in intramural, but he's picking up with the full court press, and then this guy's buddy is trying to help him get free, and he sets a little bit of a screen, and it's a little bit of a moving screen, and he kind of tries to ride it out to stop Trevor Lawrence, and Trevor Lawrence looks at him, pushes him, and I think shoves him twice, this time to the ground. And I'm just thinking, what happens if you're that guy? Do you transfer at that point?
You at least withdraw from classes for the semester. I mean, maybe you get to come back next semester, like in the, because that would be August.
Is that enough?
So maybe you get to come back in August, but at the least, you have to withdraw from classes.
So just is the push enough? Because I think if Trevor Lawrence would have beat his ass, at that point, you got to transfer. And everyone's going to hate you for risking his hand.
I mean, either way, you're getting punked. You got to transfer, probably. I mean, I don't know. You should have just not gotten punked is what you should have
done. What are you supposed to do, fight?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's a whole other story. Is this guy supposed to get up and swing at Trevor Lawrence?
I feel like you do. I feel like you don't care that he's Clemson's quarterback. Why do you care? I feel like you get up and you go at him. But then you risk his entire offensive line and also a lot of his teammates probably coming to really beat your ass.
Squad versus squad probably wasn't going to go in this guy's favor because
he
did not look like a Division I athlete.
So maybe you don't get up and fight him. I think maybe you just take it.
You just got to take it?
And then you withdraw from classes. I think you withdraw from classes either way. Once it's on the internet and you realize that people know what happened to you, at that point you go to South Carolina. I think that's what you do. You transfer to South Carolina and become a student section warrior.
You lead the charge against Clemson?
You do. That's what you got to do at that point. Never forget.
Kind of feel like maybe they should have just. I feel like it. Is it a cool experience? I guess to play against the football team if you're in college and you're like, hey, this is Trevor Lawrence. We're playing against his team tonight. I feel like it's for college students. It would feel a little bit like the whole what happens when like Barack Obama would put his games together, and they talk about Nick Saban putting his games together down at Alabama. Or reportedly, you know, you don't really foul Obama. You kind of let Obama, if he wants to go left, you let him get left and get his jump shot off, especially when he was the president. They said that's always happened with R. Kelly, too. Like, R. Kelly was going to gyms and kicking people out who were playing defense on him. Like, if you scored on him, he kicked you off the court. If you stopped him and blocked his shot or something, his people would kick you off the court and they'd find somebody else to play in the game. Or like in Game of Thrones, Cody, you know, Robert Baratheon, no one would compete against him in the duels and the jockeying and stuff like that.
Right.
Because you don't want to hurt the king.
Yeah, you don't really go at the king. Or like if the king wants to go at a hunt and he tells you to hold back, he's going after this hog. You let him go after the hog.
I feel like if your team is set to play this basketball team, especially the T. Higgins one, because those guys, I've seen videos of them, they're out there yamming on people. I feel like I would tell my boys, hey, let's forfeit this game. Let's not show up. We're in a lose-lose situation here.
Yeah, T's a really good basketball player.
We're either going to get embarrassed and punked and thrown around if we try to play basketball, which is what happened to the poor guy who Trevor Lawrence threw to the ground. Or we're going to have the wrong idea of, like, you know, throwing a hard foul in there every now and then or, you know, hurting our quarterback.
I don't think those guys should be allowed to play in the intramural league.
So you're saying kick
them
out.
That's not fair. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Why is it not fair? Just because they're better?
Yeah. The intramural league is for it's a competition among regular students.
Like, students?
You can't let those guys. Come on.
You can't not pay.
Should the basketball team be allowed to compete in it?
You can't not pay the players and then treat them like they're not real students. If they want to play basketball, you kind of got to let them play basketball.
I don't think you let them play in the intramural league. Do you let Clemson's basketball team play on the intramural team?
I would say that Clemson's basketball coach wouldn't let them because it kind of coincides with the season.
But do you let them? What if he would?
If they wanted to, I guess.
I don't think it's fair.
They're students.
But they're not. They're students, but they're pro athletes.
Would you let somebody in the pride of the Southland marching band
start
their own band and play on the strip? Compete with the other people who are out there trying to rock
that's
and roll.
A little different.
How's it different?
It's a little
no, it's the same
because
thing.
Because those people play trumpets and trombones and tubas. They're not playing guitar.
But they're good enough to be on scholarship to do something.
Yeah, and if they're out there on Market Square stealing money from, you know, the hardworking street performers.
There you go.
Those people need money, okay?
Oh, so it's different
some
with the
tuba
athletes.
Some tuba player out there. He's really going to collect a lot of tips.
Are we going to say for him not to play in the you don't get to play on the sidewalk anymore. You don't get to go to the bars and try to play on amateur night.
I'm just saying these intramural leagues are very competitive. And it's supposed to be it's a way for students to do athletic things. These guys have their own athletic training facility to themselves. I mean, they shouldn't be getting involved with the other students.
Students got the T-Rex.
Not in a competitive manner, anyway.
They have their own. They have their own. Yeah, facility to go and work out and train.
Yeah, like how's that fair? Whereas, you know, Kyle from Sigma Chi. I mean, what's he gonna do? What's he supposed to do? Just push-ups in the frat house?
If it's anything like
the T-Rex.
If it's anything like Tennessee, like the football team has their own. Like training room, whereas everybody else has to use the other one.
Whereas Kappa Sig Sam's just got to do sit-ups on his natty light box. Like, it's a different level.
They can go to the gym.
They're
freak.
They're already like freak athletes. Like, it's definitely unfair.
They go to the T-Rex. They can't go to the training facility.
You scared of the rowing team?
Yeah. Okay. Probably.
I mean, I'm just asking.
You ever seen the arms on those girls?
I'm just asking where we're cutting off, like, who's not allowed to play in the basketball league.
Have you seen the arms on those women?
What about if you were really good in high school? If you got a 40-inch vertical and you just decided not to play college basketball at a smaller school so that you could go to UT, are you allowed to play?
I don't know.
Because those guys are in there busting heads, too.
How do you think the Clemson basketball team would stack up against the football team, just like street ball?
They would kill them.
Not organized basketball.
Street ball?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say that a lot of the Clemson football team played, like you said, in high school. Like, T. Higgins was really good, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, I'd say that they would overall get beat, though.
Yeah, he was like, they're all, like, great athletes that can play other sports. It's just like
the basketball team
is trained to play basketball.
That is their sport.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good, I think. They're like.
Yeah, I mean, they would lose. Yeah.
I'm just thinking just street ball rules, you know. But overall, I'd say they probably shoot better and. You know, handle the ball better and all that kind of stuff than Cleveland Farrell and
I feel like
defensive
the,
linemen.
I feel like the football team fares better on the basketball court than the basketball team would on a football field.
Yeah.
Just like in pickup football. Not like, you know, obviously not pads and blocking and linemen, but just, you know, kind of a 7-on-7 drill. I would say that the Clemson football team would fare better playing basketball than vice versa.
I would agree with that. John tweets in, he played versus some ECU football players in intramural leagues, and it was awful. They're so much more athletic than everyone else. And that was ECU.
I mean, yeah, they're better athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point. They shouldn't be allowed to play.
I mean, you know that there's a team of, like, former high school players – or, you know, grad school students who used to walk on it or play at some D2 school or NAI school that are there waiting for their moment to win the Clemson intramural championship, and then they see T. Higgins and those guys walk in and they're like, damn it. There go those free T-shirts I was supposed to get.
They were just getting ready to win, to finally have some pride.
Hey, Becca. Becca, don't come to the game after all. You don't want to see this one. No, we're not going to play. People are sick. No, we're just going to stay home. A lot of throwing up on the court. No, you just don't want to come watch this one. Somebody's spring was ruined, I guess, whenever these guys walked in. And this poor guy almost got his ass beat by Trevor Lawrence. He got thrown to the ground.
I'd be embarrassed if I got trucked by Trevor Lawrence. That would be embarrassing.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Especially with the long hair, the sunshine-looking guy.
Though.
It's pretty embarrassing if you get trucked by a quarterback.
He's still 6'4", 220.
Yeah, but he's a quarterback. It's pretty embarrassing. Trevor Lawrence couldn't truck any of us.
That's a little bit different.
I'm not going to speak for all of you. Trevor Lawrence couldn't truck me.
I mean, he'd throw Ben down pretty easy.
What? Cam is smaller than I am.
I'd take Cam over you in a fight. We gonna fight club this?
Quarterbacks are weak, man. They're like.
To be fair, I wasn't thinking about Cam when I was talking about us three.
I was picturing the room. And Parker.
And Parker's right in the room.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking about
Parker. Didn't we have a rule where Ben doesn't even talk in the first segment? What the hell? Why is he arguing with me right now?
I don't know
about my blood pressure, Ben. I've confided in you that my family has high blood pressure. I need to be calm and relaxed. And here you are agitating me already at 10:20 in the morning. High blood pressure.
I didn't know we still had that rule.
Did you know that we changed it?
We talked yesterday about how we were raising up my stake in the show.
You talked about that. Can you cut your mic off, please? No mics in the first segment. That's why you give a thumbs up and not a, well, hey, I'm doing really good, guys. Thanks for asking. Your thumbs up guy in the first segment. My blood pressure already through the roof.
But the segment's like gone long, kind of basically into a second segment.
It's going to go longer.
It's true. It is 10:21.
It's going to go longer the more you interject.
Hey, real quick, I'd like to give a shout-out to a listener.
What is happening now?
It's a weird time. I thought it was probably a good time. A guy named Tyler. I ran into him this morning. Shout-out to Tyler. Yeah. Good dude. He said he's listening. I thought that worked right there. It'd be a good time to work that in.
Okay. Well, shout out to you, Tyler. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Somebody's got to have some good stories, right? Someone has to have some good stories about mixing it up with your school's athletes. Either an intramural, pickup ball, party, or something. Like, there goes my new computer. Just spilled my water on it.
Smooth.
I knew I should have bought the seat. They said, hey, do you want the, will you get me a paper towel from the bathroom, Cam? They asked me if I want the geek protection or whatever. I was like, nah, it's fine. I got it. Already, just water all over it.
You definitely should have gotten the protection.
I know. Damn it! But somebody has to have some stories, right? About mixing it up with athletes.
I'm sure there are plenty of stories.
Do you ever have any negative run-ins? For the most part, all of mine were positive.
What, like in an athletic competition?
Well, no, not really an athletic competition, but like just any of, you know, my classes that I had with athletes, because let's face it, I was a comm studies guy, so you know they put a lot of the athletes in there in my easy classes. So everyone that I had class with, for the most part, went pretty well. I was friends with a couple of the guys and acquaintances with the others. Like, no one really any jerks. Now, granted, this was the time when the football team was really awful, so they couldn't really afford to be jerks. They had to be nice because they weren't getting, like, any respect on campus for winning. Like, Clemson's football team right now, they can walk around wherever and they can get respect, right? Because, you know, they're national champions. When you're a 5-7 football player on a 5-7 football team, you can't really be jerks to people. You kind of got to be nice.
I did group work once with Lehman Johnson, and he was pretty nice.
Never heard of him.
Jalen Hurd shoved me into a wall once.
I can see that.
Why? At a party.
At a party?
Yeah, I was like, it was one of those like crowded like house parties, and like I was like kind of chilling in this hallway, and
shoved you.
Yeah, I was sitting there talking to one of my buddies.
The hell out of my hallway.
And he came down the steps, and I guess I was in his way, and he just shoved me, and I hit the wall, and I turned around, and I was like, what's up, dude? And he turned, and I saw who it was, and my buddy just turned and walked the other direction, and I was just standing there alone. And I was like, you know what, man? I'm sorry. And then I just dipped.
You apologized to him?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, man, I was in your way. Am I bad? And I just walked away. I was not ready to.
Just backing down?
I mean, you didn't.
It was him. It was him and one other person, and my guy already dipped out. Like, there was nothing I could do.
I feel like you went above and beyond with the whole apologies.
I mean, I just was standing there.
I'm sorry for being in your way, Mr. Hurd.
I turned around. I turned around. I looked up. I was like, I was a freshman at the time, and I just look up and I just see this guy kind of towering over me because I'm pretty short. And I'm just like, you know what, man, I'm sorry, and I just walked away.
He's got probably a good foot on you, right? I mean, what is Jalen Hurd? 6'3"?
He's not that tall. I mean, not
6'3", probably. So he's got a good foot on you.
I mean, not like
at least 10 inches.
Like no, like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, at least 10 inches.
I mean,
got like a full like a
I'm judging
Coney on top of your head.
I'm judging you a little bit for the apology to him, for him bumping into you. You're, I guess, 18 or 19.
It was not a bump. Like, I swear, like, it was a...
Oh, that's even worse than
like
you apologized.
He actually pushed me into the wall, and I just, like, hit the wall and turned around.
I mean...
Said my words, and I was like,
you
know what?
A little bit more pride than that. At that point, you might as well... Although, then we're back into the dilemma. Like, if he beats your ass, you'd probably have to not be a Tennessee fan anymore, at least while he's there.
You could have caught him, like, smoking weed or something and blackmailed him, I guess. But at the time, what year was that? Because he was a hero for a time.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was my freshman year, so he was like a sophomore.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted
him. He was a god on campus.
Like, yeah. And from his perspective, I understand it. Like, if I'm Jalen Hurd, sophomore year, walking in the hallway in some party, and I see some guy, like, in my path, I'm just going to shove him out of the way, too. Like, peasant. You know, please move.
I mean, I forget who it was with either. Him.
Well, did you not like him anymore after that?
I mean, like,
were you still happy to watch him carry the ball and score touchdowns, or did you always think, man, this guy's a jerk? Because I mean, with Jalen Hurd, this isn't like a personal story, but there was a basketball game his freshman year that I was at, and it was, I don't remember, it was a big basketball game, but it was really crowded, and he really peacocked it up the stairs, walking really slow, looking around to see if anyone was going to scream or, you know.
Trying to figure out which woman he's taking with him.
He might have been waiting for that and, like, just walked really slow and kind of just looking around. Is anybody going to talk to me? No? Okay. And then he just walked off. And after that, I was like, man, that guy thinks a lot of himself.
As he should.
That was the only kind of run-in I had with him. But from that moment, it kind of altered the way I thought of him just a little bit.
I never like, found myself cheering against him or anything, but it was definitely like people would say, like, oh, dude, Jalen, so cool. And I was like, actually, he's kind of a jerk.
Or, like, when he stiff-armed that Georgia guy, you were like, ah, I remember when that was me.
Been there.
Whenever he was walking into the end zone in 2016 and got blindsided and fumbled.
That was,
he was like, hell yeah!
Yeah!
Payback! Yeah! Payback!
That was a victory moment.
That's the way he was peacocking into the end zone.
Yeah.
That was the way he was walking up the stairs at Thompson Bowling one time. The only run-in I had that was negative, and it did affect the way that I cheered for the basketball team, was Swiper Boy swiped a girl from me.
Ooh!
Well,
that's tough.
Hence the name.
Swiper no swiping.
Swiper boy swipe me.
Swiper no swiping.
Swiper boy swipe me.
Was it difficult for him to take her away?
It wasn't my girl.
Just
it wasn't
a
like
girl?
He stole my girlfriend. It was my freshman year, and I was at the Ortiz. Shout out to Ortiz. Is Ortiz still open?
Nope. No. Don't even know what that is.
What year was that?
2011. Actually, I think it was before then, because I think I was in there actually. Was it underage drinking? I don't know. 2010, 2011.
That was before my time.
Maybe even 2009, actually. Who knows? It's been a while.
RT's? Was that on the strip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't. It wasn't even open when you were in college?
Nope.
How long has RT's been closed?
Apparently a long time.
A while. Yeah, it's been a while.
The upper level above New Amsterdam? That's been closed for a while. You know what New Amsterdam is?
New Amsterdam?
Man, it's like the building that says New Amsterdam or whatever. It had like a little sign that was like New Amsterdam.
Can you give me a mark?
It's right next to, it's like.
Can you give us some stuff that's alive
like
today?
Like something that's there now that might be closed.
I don't think it's been as closed as long as you guys are acting.
Like something that's been built in the last 10 years? Is there something?
Where is it in relation to?
It's down near the start of the strip. But it's not like OCI type of down. So
like
from the
Sunspot?
No, that's before that. Or
before
it's
that.
Closer right. to campus than that.
So the other side.
Yeah, yeah. It's closer to campus.
So like Panda?
No, that's the complete opposite.
Are you thinking of like Studio X?
No, I'm saying it's like closer to that than Sunspot.
Studio X, that's a good.
Yeah, is it closer to Studio X?
The hell is Studio X? That's the like on the other side in like the wood building, right?
Like the Taco Bell. Nah, that's up. That's like middle.
That's Uptown.
Uptown.
Taco Bell.
I want to say
that used to be Whiskey Dicks,
then,
right?
There's
I want to say it's before.
The Tennessee, the 10 apartments that are right there.
No, it's down there like it's like right next to
Panera.
Yeah, yeah. It's over there near, I think. Now I'm getting confused. But anyways, me and my friend were buying these two girls drinks, like idiots, dummies.
Yeah, always a bad move.
They talked to us for about 15, 20 minutes. And then,
moved on.
They actually got the drinks. Yeah. Swiper boy.
Swiped them.
Called them. Said, come hither. And they left to go talk to him. And I was just like, man, it couldn't have been like Tyler Smith or a good basketball player. It had to be Swiper boy. That had to happen. And since then, I had a grudge against him on the court. Even when he was hitting threes against Kansas, like, yeah, he's not all that.
It's understandable.
He's underachieving. I mean, he has an NBA body. This guy should be way better at basketball. That's all I kept saying. I turned into a big-time hater on him. His music, Eric Berry. That's the only hit you got, bro. And that's because of Eric Berry, not you. I'm still a little mad about it, if you can't tell.
It's understandable. Especially after buying drinks.
That was a crash course. That was crash course in not getting hustled at the bar.
I feel like if
buying random people drinks.
If you're a guy and you got like a really hot girlfriend or wife for that matter, I mean, I feel like you should just go to the bar and like you and her should have a plan worked out where she gets free drinks. You know what I mean? Like, because any beautiful girl that just sits there by herself, like, some guy's going to come up, hey, can I buy you a drink? Hey, can I buy you a drink? Like, she can get free drinks all night, and, like, you don't have to pay for anything.
Well, you run the risk of date rape at that point.
Well.
Of people handling your drinks and
yeah,
things
but
like
how
that.
Often does that? I mean, well, probably more than, yeah. Depends on what area you're, like, bars you're in. Like, maybe you don't do it on campus.
I were a woman, I would buy my own drinks. There's a whole thing where you let somebody buy you a drink and then they feel like you're obligated to have a conversation with them. They feel like you kind of owe them something if you buy them a drink.
Which is always awkward.
That's what I'm saying. So to me, the $4 or $5 at these college bars, not worth it. I'll just buy my own drink.
Well, you don't want to do it at the college bars because, like you said, the date rape thing. Maybe some of the classier bars. Like if you're at the Peter Kern Library where drinks are like, you know, $15 a piece. And most of the people coming in there, I assume, are not going to, you know, date rape's not a big issue there. Then, you know, maybe you let it happen there, and she gets free drinks all
night.
Only
time I've been to the library, it's always couples.
Yeah.
There's not very many solo people rolling stag looking to be picked up in that speakeasy.
Yeah, it's usually married couples.
Yeah.
That's quite a place. Got an old-fashioned in there one time. Cost me $20. I left a tip. Like a $4 tip, but so it cost me $16. It's ridiculous. It's a good drink, but ridiculous.
Last time I went, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to wait. I met some friends there, and they were drinking. I was like, nah, I'll wait. I'll wait till we go somewhere a little cheaper. I'm not getting hustled for the ambiance. I'm not letting you charge me $20 to sit in your little hole in the wall and trick me into thinking I'm somewhere classy. Nope.
Yeah.
No good. That damn swiper boy. Back on the program, I want to remind you that the drive will be out at Corner 16 today from 3 to 6 p.m. Cody McClure, tell our friends about Corner 16.
Well, 3 to 6 at Corner 16, all appetizers are $7 in the bar area until 7, actually. Late night burger, fries, and a beer you can get for $10. What a deal. What a deal. Burger, fries, and a beer, $10. 9 p.m. to close every night. They have that, actually. Every night, 9 to close. On Wednesday, every day Wednesday, all day, you can get the ale steak, fries, and a beer for $12. What is today? Today's Tuesday. It's at the corner of Bob Kirby Road and Middlebrook, across from Food City, corner16.com. It is a very good place. I actually went there 2 Saturdays ago. Whatever the Texas A&M game was, I went there that night. Had the ale steak. Always a good choice.
They'll be out there from 3 to 6 if you want to go and have a little pregame drink or meal or like Cody just said, that deal, the late night burger, fries, and beer for $10, the Vandy game's at 7. After the Vandy game, if you were hungry,
you can get the deal.
I'm willing to swing by after the game because it is a home game. So, yeah, there you go. Stop by, support the people who support us. Tennessee Vandy tonight. What do we need to see from here? Anything? Because to me, I am at the point, Cody, where what Tennessee does on Saturday versus LSU is what actually matters. Like, even if Tennessee comes out and wins by 5 points tonight, I'll say, well, that's a little concerning. I'd rather see them come out, you know, on fire and play with passion, but I want to judge with LSU. Same as if they come out and, you know, it's not fair, but if the basketball team responds with a 40-point beatdown of Vanderbilt in Knoxville, and they look motivated, and they look like they've been yelled at for 3 days after getting embarrassed by Kentucky. If they win by 40 points, I'm going to come in tomorrow and say, yep, still need to see what you do against LSU. That's where I'm at. Where are you at on this?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So I don't really have anything else. That's exactly what I was thinking. Saturday's what matters. And Saturday, really, in terms of the conference standings, is kind of a must-win. Because if you go drop the game to LSU Saturday, you're probably in trouble when it comes to winning the regular season title. You really need a win at LSU. Because LSU's probably not going to lose any more games. I mean, they don't have to play Kentucky again or Tennessee again.
I'm currently looking at a map of the strip trying to figure out where the hell Ortiz was. I spent way too many days there. Or nights, never in the day. Never went during the day. Spent way too many nights there. I don't even know if they were open during the day. Spent way too many nights to not be able to place this. All these damn new high-rise apartments, they've really thrown me off.
Well, surely something was there that you recognize.
Everything runs together for me on the strip. I can't imagine how you feel if you've been out of school for like 20 or 30 years. I've been out for 6 years at this point.
Was it close to like Mount Castle?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the when you take the right by Evolve.
A right next to what?
Evolve.
What the hell is Evolve?
Just down from the Standard.
Okay, that's the apartment. I know that. That's the apartment.
On which the other end from the Standard.
Which apartment?
The
is
other
that?
Big apartment.
Okay.
That's Evolve.
Knoxville Strip, Cumberland Avenue.
This is like Spanish for a lot of people.
No, if you're listening to this show, chances are you have been on you've been on Strip before. You've been on the Strip before, right? If you're listening to this show, yeah. It seems like here we go. I've got it right here. Okay, so, damn it, that damn high rise is right in the way.
I doubt there's anyone listening.
Is that it next to like Oscar's? Oscar's restaurant, is that it?
There you
it?
Go. Oscar's, yeah, that's close by.
So you go Panera, and then there's like a...
Oscar's,
and then I think it's right there on that corner.
And then it's up.
Does that sound right?
That Panera is on the corner.
I know Panera's on the corner.
Oscar's is further up.
Like, there's the Pilot, there's the Jason's Deli, the Zaxby's, the big new high-rise apartment, and then you're past there, and like, yeah, across from like...
Oscar's Stefano's? Is on my leaderboard.
It's not Stefano's. Stefano's on the other side of the road. Stefano's was under there's, Animal there,
there's
Hour, right?
There's Panera, no, and there's a little plaza right there.
Yeah. It's on the end of the plaza, I think.
Okay. So just before Uptown. Was it Uptown?
It was not Uptown.
Because Uptown's been a lot of places.
Uptown was B-Dubs.
No, it wasn't that.
Was it by B-Dubs?
I think it's the one right over from it. When the hell did this place close?
So it's in the plaza.
It's not in the plaza. It's,
Subway.
It's next to
Subway.
The plaza.
Subway.
It's not where the Subway used to be.
Where the Subway is now.
No, it's down past that, right?
Oh, God.
Where you're talking is right by the Subway.
Can somebody get me a Google Earth map?
Because it's Subway.
Is it where Hannah's is now? It might be. Well, has it got like a glass? Has it got like a porch that you can stand on or whatever? With
That's leaderboard.
No, not that. We love leaderboard. No, it's got like the metal fence, the black fence or whatever, and it's got a downstairs and an upstairs.
Yeah, that's Hannah's.
That's Hannah's.
It didn't used to be Hannah's. It used to be RT's.
You should have just said that.
I didn't know. You think I go to Hannah's? I'm not going to Hannah's.
You've never been to Hannah's?
Not since it's been there. No, I knew that it was something that was still open because I see people in there.
Yeah, that's Hannah's. Goes leaderboard, then Oscars, then Hannah's, I think.
So was I right in saying that it was past Panera?
Yeah.
Way past Panera.
Way past Panera?
Because you were down there. I thought you were talking about by that shopping, that plaza by the subway.
You're down there past leaderboard.
Hannah's is now right by the 10, which is the third big.
The hell is the 10?
That's the massive apartment complex right in the middle.
With the First Tennessee in it.
Yeah. With the First Tennessee in the bottom.
Well, I'm glad we could work this out.
So you went to Hannah's a lot?
No, I don't think I actually ever went to Hannah's.
Well,
I think I went there like twice.
RT's.
No. Okay, Hannah's was across the street back in my day. I never really went to Hannah's.
Tin Roof was right across from where you're talking about.
I don't know, I'm just saying on the other side of the street is where Hannah's was. Hannah's was in a different place. Right.
And then moved in
on the corner like next to a bank somewhere. I didn't really go there.
The place you went, was there a dance floor upstairs?
Yeah.
That would have been RT's at the time. That's now
right.
Did it smell like puke then?
It was awful.
It's awful.
It was awful. You didn't want to go there, but you always kind of ended up there because it was really the only place that you could really go, I want to say, under 21, I think.
That's what happens now. People migrate there now, and nobody really wants to.
You're just kind of forced there. It looks like a dungeon upstairs, and it feels like a dungeon because that's where Swiper Boy swiped my girl. Not my girl, but the girl I was buying drinks for, like a dummy.
There's like a red room, like a back room kind of behind the upstairs bar.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff goes down back there. Like this red lighting, it's very seductive.
I'm glad we worked this out together.
Is that where he took your girl?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, they say they're right in the open.
Just right in front of you.
Throwing it in my face.
Were you upstairs?
Yeah.
When it happened? Yeah. It's always tough.
I still remember it vividly.
Right there on the dance floor, huh? It always smells like puke up there.
I would say there's a lot of puke
upstairs. That has been had there.
Over the last 20
years. Like it's just soaked into the floor.
I can't imagine how these people feel who have seen the strip evolve over the last 30 or 40 years. Because I'm confused just from 5 or 6. Has to be wild to come back in for football weekends and be like, what the hell is this place? Where's this at? Where's the place I used to go at? It's called what now? It's an apartment? They just put up a new high-rise apartment there? Aw, damn it. Kids these days are never going to know what it was like to go up there and try to grind on some girl. Or guy.
They still know. It's just a different name now.
So when Tennessee plays Vanderbilt, they can't really prove anything tonight, huh?
No, it doesn't really matter what the score is because either way, it's a useless game.
I mean, assuming Tennessee wins.
Obviously,
if they lose, you're going to be able to draw some real conclusions. You're going to be really upset about a loss. But to me, any win is a win, and I'm going to judge on what happens when you go down to Baton Rouge on Saturday.
If we lose tonight, I won't watch any more games.
That's a lie.
This year.
That's a lie.
I stand by it.
You sound like me throwing out there that if the Patriots win the Super Bowl,
that you wouldn't watch any more
NFL.
That
I wouldn't watch any more NFL. I'm going to keep watching the NFL.
I mean it. If we lose to Vanderbilt at home, I'm done. I am done. As far as I know, we finished 25-3. If that happens. 23-3.
If they finish, as far as you're concerned, gotcha.
Season ended 23-3.
That seems really irrational.
I mean, don't lose to Vanderbilt at home. Simple.
I mean, you don't need to lose to Vanderbilt at home, but that seems really dramatic that you said you would be done with the basketball team. I think they've earned a little bit more of a safety net than one loss.
At home to Vanderbilt?
Big-time supporter Cody McClure is out.
Do you know how many conference wins Vanderbilt has this year?
0.
You know how many losses they have?
12.
Yes. If we were to be the one win, I'd have to check out. I'd jump right off the train.
I think that you are a bandwagon fan.
That's a little irrational.
You just said you're going to jump off the train, remove train and put wagon in there instead. One loss to Vanderbilt and I'm jumping off the wagon. I think you are, by definition, a bandwagon fan.
It's not fair to label me as that.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm just trying to drive home a point that a loss to Vanderbilt would be bad. That's all I'm saying. It would be very, very bad.
It would be.
I'd still check in.
Okay. You'd be watching Saturday.
From time to time. I'd check in twice a week.
You'd say, yeah, to give them one more shot against LSU.
Right.
And then you might, if they lost to Vandy and LSU, you might look and say, okay, well, I'll give them one more shot against Kentucky. But if they lost that Kentucky game, you might not care until the tournament.
And I'd check in for Ole Miss just to see the game. But that's it. Just to watch the game.
No conversation about it.
I wouldn't talk about it. I'd only watch. I'll still watch every game they play, but I won't talk about it anymore.
I mean, it would become a lot less fun to talk about the team if they lost to Vanderbilt.
Right.
And LSU.
4 hours a week. That's all I'm giving them if we lose to Vanderbilt.
God, I hope none of these games go into overtime.
Yeah, I won't be able to watch.
Your 4 hours are up. TV's off.
Or I could watch, say it takes, 2 hours and 20 minutes. I could watch it all and then only watch an hour and 40 the next game. And hopefully we're winning big next game.
And are we alone in this? Do people need some type of performance? Tennessee, I believe, is favored 18 tonight.
18 and a half.
Okay. 18, 18 and a half, 19, it'll fluctuate. But do people need a dominant Tennessee performance to see that they've learned their lesson and that they are refocused?
I think that's what everyone would like to see, but I don't think we necessarily need it. Again, Saturday is what matters. I feel like everyone thinks that, right?
No, I think there would be a lot of people that say you need to come out and be refocused tonight.
But as long as we win Saturday, nobody cares about tonight.
Well, the thing about tonight is that it's 3 days away from Saturday. Like, we're going to have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to kind of sit and stew after this performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw the overreaction just from losing one game on the road at a top five team. You saw the overreaction there, right? When I put up a tweet about it seems a little drastic to drop Tennessee to fifth in the poll, I got a lot of people writing back that Tennessee is fifth in the poll, that Tennessee isn't as good as everyone thought, that Tennessee is well below these other teams.
Based on resume, I'd have us at fourth, but I'd have us ahead of Gonzaga.
I mean, I'm okay with that, although, like I said, I'm not really sure that I put Kentucky ahead of Tennessee based off of one game. Like, they lost to LSU at home last week. It feels weird that you lose at home and still find a way to rise in the polls.
They do have more losses, but I think I give Kentucky more credit than just one game. I think their resume is stronger than ours right now.
Yeah, I mean, that big loss to Seton Hall and that 36-point beatdown or whatever at the hands of the 34-point beatdown at the hands of Duke, pretty strong.
Sure, they also beat Louisville, they beat North Carolina, they beat Kansas. They have a strong resume. Seton Hall game was early in the year. What's Seton Hall doing now? Are they good?
I mean, are we just throwing away what happens early in the year? Because, I mean, if we are, that's fine.
No, we're not throwing it away, but I think we all always know that Kentucky gets better. Like, that's their whole shtick. You know, they get better as the year goes along.
Sure, and they are better. They are better. They're one of the top teams. They have righted the ship. We laughed at Kentucky at the beginning of the year, and they, John Calipari has done a great job.
I mean, just based on what I've seen where we're at right now, I think Kentucky's number two.
Maybe at their ceiling. Maybe if they play the way they played on Saturday. The problem is they haven't played that way except one game.
The good thing is maybe there's nowhere to go but down now.
Oh, no, that's it. They can't go up from that performance. That was a really dominating effort. But again, that was their best game, and they've done it once. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.